today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I also saw Reflex open for the Police, but I don't think they quite made it into the listener's poll. So.
All right, it's time for another Suburbs Pod sports break here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I am Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
All right, Patrick. And with us, as always, when we do our bracket breakdown shows, we have our expert analysts. Hello, Bill Mulligan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. And hello, Jason Goble.
Hey, everybody.
Come on, bring the heat, Jason.
Hey, Jason.
sure. Let's go.
There we go. All right. So what we're doing here is we're talking about 80s album Madness. That is a daily matchups where we have where we're voting on favorite 80s albums bracket style, like March Madness. We're almost to March, by the way. So that's exciting if you're a sports fan. But nevertheless, you go to facebook.com/suburbspod. You vote on the daily matchup. And then the winning album moves on and so on and so forth. Okay. So today we're going to talk about the listener quadrant of the bracket, the first round in the listener quadrant. Now, there were not many upsets in this quadrant, which in retrospect, I guess makes a lot of sense because we fielded it with a listener vote. So if people voted on their favorite albums already, then I guess maybe, you know, it goes according to form. But we'll see. We'll see how this works out. So as I mentioned, we conducted a listener vote. It was open-ended. People just, you know, could vote on up to 10 albums of their favorites of the 80s. And then we took the top vote getters from that. We did that back in December, I think, or early January. And and then we seeded them according to the number of votes they got. Now, some albums that got a lot of votes were already reflected in the sales or the critics quadrant. So those were not reflected here. But anyway, that's what this is. So let's start here with number one versus 16. So the number one seed is REM's Murmur. It got 87 votes, and the number 16 seed was U2's The Unforgettable Fire with 39 votes.
I guess as just a general, it's good to be a Georgian or a Minnesotan in this bracket. Look, I think people who, you know, U2 ended up getting three albums in and two in the popular, but I think even people who commented that Unforgettable Fire was probably the weaker of the three U2 albums that got in, you know, REM, as you said, this was the fan vote. You know, I think it got the lowest vote total out of all the REM albums that were in this bracket. That having been said, probably going to need something a lot stronger to beat Murmur.
One thing I'll mention there, though, Jason, as you look at these total votes cast in the different matchups, I mean, it can be a little bit deceiving sometimes because as the tournament progresses, we sort of get higher vote totals in general as people are started discovering it, right? The other thing I want to mention to people, and you will see this in the next matchup, sometimes people will share the posting on Facebook, which sort of casts a wider net of voters. And that's when you see particularly large vote totals, that can be the case. And that is totally legal. That is something that, you know, that's the way of social media, right? So if you like a particular band, feel free to share this on your Facebook. So anyway, you'll see that here now because the number two seed, the Replacements, Let It Be, got a whopping 160 votes, taking out another U2 album, War, the number 15 seed with 58.
So 2 years ago, when the Guided by Voices Army discovered this tournament, I deem them the GVV Army. I don't want to call another band a army, so we'll call it the Matt's Militia. And the Matt's Militia, look, they came out strong at the end of the day. You know, it's funny because in some of the earlier countdowns, 58 may have been enough. And I can tell you, I've been sort of watching some of these in real time. This one was actually relatively close. And then the Matt's Militia went nuts on the morning of whenever the cutoff of this one was. You know, good for the Replacements, let it be. Obviously, the highest vote total so far in this tournament. And we'll see, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything to add. War is one of my favorite albums. I did particularly bad this round, actually. So, but, you know, they're all deserving candidates. They're all great albums. It's just somebody at the end of the day is going to be on top.
All right. Let's move on to number three, another REM album, this one Reckoning, which got 103 votes, defeating number 14 seed Violent Femmes' debut, which got 49. Now, this one surprised me. I thought that the Violent Femmes album would have fared stronger here, given that it actually has like hit songs on it.
Absolutely does. I agree with you on that one, Jim. And I think, too, if you look at the three REM albums that are in this listener's quadrant, that, you know, Reckoning, at least I think for most people, probably would be third if you were ranking those three. I know a lot of people are very passionate about Life's Rich Pageant, which we'll come on to in a minute. But yeah, I was very surprised because a lot of those Violent Femmes songs are very close to people who listened to college radio in the 80s and early 90s because they were just played constantly. I mean, even into the early 90s, Blister in the Sun and, you know, a couple others from that album were staples of alternative radio here on our station WHFS.
Yeah, I mean, I think I was going to go that route, too. You know, I went to a school that was a college radio station, but I don't think anybody really listened to the college radio station unless you were a part of the college radio station. that having been said, you know, Blister in the Sun was one of the songs of the 80s that sort of bleeded to this, you know, community that didn't really listen to college radio. So I was a little surprised. That having been said, I know the community loves REM.
For me, what I found most surprising, not surprising, but so did the term "this is going down in your permanent record," was that around before that song? Because that's what I think of when I think of the Violent Femmes. I got that right, don't I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. So,
I don't know if not they coined that term, but they certainly popularized it.
Yeah,
right?
that's what I think of.
well, the permanent record will show that Violent Femmes did not take this one. Add it up, REM wins. Okay. Number four is the Replacements' Tim, another Replacements album, taking out, wow, this one, talk about an album with hits that just did not fare well. Number 13, The Go-Go's, Beauty and the Beat. In fact, it was a number one album, even. Tim got 114 votes, and Beauty and the Beat got 37.
So my pick, when you guys did the listener poll, Tim was the album I voted in. I only did one album per artist. I don't know if, you know, how others voted in terms of trying to set this bracket. So Tim, you know, is my favorite Replacements album. I will say this, you know, with the Replacements and a bunch of the albums in this tournament, it's an album I definitely came to post-80s, meaning I definitely listened to the Go-Go's a lot more in the 80s. But, you know, as I said, I voted in Tim, so I had to continue it by voting for Tim this time.
I, on the other hand, voted for Beauty and the Beat in the listeners' poll, and I voted for it this time. Not that it's relevant to this vote, but I'm not even sure that Beauty and the Beat's the Go-Go's best 80s album. I think Talk Show is actually a better album. But it certainly hits, like you mentioned. In fact, I know, I think I've told this story before on the podcast, or I tell it all the time. So I saw the Police in the Capitol Center at the time in January of 1981, and the opening act was the Go-Go's. And during the show, Sting announced from the stage that Beauty and the Beat had gone to number one in the country, and had the band come back out, had the Go-Go's come back out on stage. So, yeah, it's definitely a number one album, but, you know, got to hand it to the Replacements.
This seems like the bracket of bands that opened for the Police. Because didn't R.E.M. do the same?
Yeah.
They did. I saw that show. I'm not sure about you too, but it's possible.
That's right.
I also saw Reflex open for the Police, but I don't think they quite made it into the listeners' poll. So.
I don't think Husker Du ever did.
Okay, so Tim advances. Let's go to the next one here. Another REM album, as Patrick mentioned, Life's Rich Pageant with 104 to the number 12, over the number 12 seed, XTC, Skylarking with, dear God, 38 votes.
So, it's funny because if you look at these two bands together, for me personally, I think I came to XTC first before REM. I had a college roommate who had Green whenever Green came out, and was my entryway. But I had an earlier college roommate who I remember, it was either my freshman year or my sophomore year. We lived together for like 2 or 3 years on campus. And I know he brought Skylarking. And, you know, I commented on Facebook that I hadn't listened to Skylarking in a while, and I forgot how great that album was. So definitely one of the great things about this tournament is that, in addition, you know, it was a chance to revisit some stuff. So, you know, I knew it wasn't going to beat REM probably. And it, as the vote total shows, it didn't. That having been said, you know, I was glad to revisit Skylarking.
Yeah, I think XTC might suffer from the same problem that somebody noted with Elvis Costello, which is they had so much good stuff that was spread out over so many different albums. In fact, for me, I love Skylarking, but I think English Settlement's a better album.
I was going to say the same thing, Bill. I was going to echo your comment about the Go-Go's. I love Skylarking. I love what Todd Rundgren did when he worked with the band. But yeah, English Settlement or, you know, Black Sea scrapes in, right? Because it was late 1980. That's also a great one, too. And I think, you know, looking back at it now, after a few weeks of time has passed, when I look at all the albums that made it into the listeners quadrant, all of them, I would say, yeah, definitely, I can understand that. XTC is probably the one that I would say, that's interesting. Probably the most, but they're a great band. But I think you're right. There's so many different XTC albums out there that picking one, it may suffer from that, what you said.
All right, here's my question for you guys on this matchup. Would you say, I mean, I think it's really close, but would you say Life's Rich Pageant is the more, if you had to pick one or the other as sort of the less alternative or the more mainstream, would you say Life's Rich Pageant over Skylarking?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Because
Fall on Me, probably, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Superman was also.
Yeah.
Superman was a hit.
That's right. Radio play.
I bring this up because in every other case, it seems like the more alternative album won the matchup, which I find interesting, except for this one we're going to talk about now, which is Pretenders. Their debut album, Pretenders are not Pretenders here. They are Contenders. They defeat Sonic Youth, Daydream Nation, 89-43. So this is the one where clearly I think the more alternative album lost.
Yep. great observation. And not by a little, by a lot. Yeah. It was a definite clear victory, yeah.
And yeah, I'll be honest. I was surprised by the size of the victory. I mean, I woke up, I was definitely voting for the pretenders. I expected it to be closer, you know, but they got like 89 votes, and I think pretty strong performance. Don't want to, I know we're not doing previews of the next round here, but I just want to say, I guess as a general, I think there's going to be some very interesting matchups in the next round. This is right now the bracket I think I'm most looking forward to seeing what's going on in the second round.
Are you anticipating a lot of fetal position, Jason?
I think so. fetal position slash... seeing if there's some surprises as well.
Okay, well, the pretenders again with a precious victory, and they move on. So number 7-10, we're going to skip that. We're going to come back to that one. Let's go to 8-9. This one definitely a case of the more alternative album, taking out a popular favorite in this case. Although I would say probably the most quote unquote alternative of his catalog, but nevertheless. Very, yeah. Very close. This just ended this morning as we record, and at the buzzer, Minutemen with a late bucket, I suppose. Minutemen, double nickels on the dime with 74 votes, taking out Bruce Springsteen, Nebraska with 72.
Hey, this is one. Bruce, I know you had to do this one on your own, but... you could have used the big man blocking the middle at the end of the day.
That's right.
it's funny because you mentioned the thing about Nebraska. I know like there were the 90s albums that he kind of did acoustic or Ghost Tom Joe that he did in a different vein. Nebraska, like at the very beginning of his catalog, there's no album that sounds like Nebraska. And I think... that's the charm of Nebraska. That having been said, there's no album that sounds like Double Nickels on the Dime. I don't even think anybody's attempted to duplicate trying to do what the Minutemen did on Double Nickels at the Dime. Harris King said yesterday, D. Boone lives. So good on you, D. Boone, and the Minutemen for a nice victory yesterday or today.
Yeah, with most of these matchups, when I first see the matchup, I have an idea who I'm going to vote for, and then I've been going and listening to both the albums. And I thought I had listened to Double Nickels on the Dime before, but this is definitely one where I thought I was going to vote for Nebraska, and after I listened to Double Nickels, it's like, wow, that's getting my mm-hmm. vote. That's an amazing album. It's just... I don't know what I expected from the Minutemen, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you follow them up to this point and then this comes along. Yeah. Who would have foreseen this? So, yeah.
It's interesting. I was thinking about this, too, earlier today. The Double Nickels on the Dime has so much humor on it, and wry observations and shit from an old notebook and stuff like that. And Steely Dan covers, right? And Van Halen covers and all these. Maybe partying will help. And on the other flip side, Nebraska is the most dark, the most introspective, not cracking a smile through any of it, except for maybe at the very end when there's a glimmer of hope. But there's still, even in that one, bad stuff. But I think it's a huge credit to our listenership and the voters in this poll that they came in so equally that people could love each one on either side. So great matchup. Probably the most exciting one, at least for me, in the first round so far.
Yeah. Okay. And then I saved this one for last because although the Minutemen was a slight upset, a 9 over 8, an 8, this was the only, I guess, real upset in this quadrant, a 10 over a 7. It was Husker Du number 10 over Rush Moving Pictures.
Definitely a little surprising.
I was surprised. Now, look, Rush was, I think, one of those bands that you were either a diehard fanatic or, you know, you didn't necessarily get it. Now, that having been said, I mean, I think everybody and their mother knows the song Tom Sawyer. And I never heard anybody and their mother complain about the song Tom Sawyer. But, you know, look, Husker Du, I realized there was also some sharing on this one, but I was a little surprised by the vote total. I think it ended up being the second highest vote total in, or I guess tied with Tim. Once again, you know what? Cheers to the great state of Minnesota, because you guys are killing it in this tournament at the end of the day.
It's 109-70, Husker Du over Rush.
Yeah, and I'll be honest. If you would have told me going into this that Husker Du would get over 100, it surprised me. It would have surprised me.
What I find really interesting about this, too, is that not only the margin, but as we mentioned, there was some sharing going on. So Rush fans, you know, you had your chance. I know there's a Rush army out there. They just, you know, didn't show up. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
This, I think, is interesting, too, because what you were talking about earlier with XTC and the Go-Go's and, you know, some others who had great decades. I mean, Husker Du also put out New Day Rising and Flip Your Wig.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you could put either of those in this bracket and they would have done well.
Agree with that. Yeah. And, you know, kind of surprised in some ways that New Day Rising didn't make it and Zen Arcade did. But one thing I'm curious about now, Bill, did you listen to all of Zen Arcade?
I did not.
Okay.
That
wasn't sure. I was going to ask if you made it through the very last song.
No.
Because that's a tough one.
I was ill last week, and I was completely out of it the day this was on. I didn't even vote in this one because I was just floored. Sorry. I'm not living up to my obligation.
No. Well, recurring dreams may have knocked some of the illness out of you because it builds into this whirlwind storm at the end. Yes. So.
I don't want to contradict you, Jim, but you said that Rush fans didn't turn out. This is actually the second highest losing vote total. Mm, so
good
they
point.
Were there. Just more Husker Du people were at the gates. So,
good point. Okay, so there we go. This will be the second round matchups. We will talk about these matchups later when we do a second round preview episode. But here's how it will shake out here. Murmur will face Double Nickels on the Dime, Life Search Pageant against Tim, Reckoning against Pretenders, and Zen Arcade versus Let It Be. So that will be an interesting second round.
Massive, massive matchups.
Yes. So now what you want to do, peoples, is you want to go out and vote for the matchups that are happening this week in the hosts quadrant. Those are the albums that Patrick and I picked after all the other three quadrants were set. We just thought this is stuff that was worthy of your attention. So if you don't know it, you're going to get a chance to listen to it because we put Spotify links in the Facebook comments with each matchup. Maybe some of these you may already know but have forgotten about. So these are, I think, for the most part, true like wild card picks.
I expect to see some upsets in that bracket.
It could be.
So
those matchups will be going on all this week, every day. Go to facebook.com/suburbspod. And, if you feel strongly about any of these albums, you know, share it out there, peoples. All right. Want to mention real quickly, Suburbs Fest. Make your plans for Suburbs Fest. That will be July 31st through August 2nd in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And there's information at suburbspod.com/fest. And it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a really good one. So you want to come out to that. And Bill and Jason can attest to this because they are regular attendees to Suburbs Fest.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss it.
Yes. It's like Woodstock, except Well, I guess part of it's going to be in the nature a little bit this year. So it's like 2 days of a hotel, but you're going to have a little bit of nature at the end of the day.
There is mud included this time.
Nice. Nice.
We'll need more tippy chicks if we want it to be like Woodstock. But the...
All right. Thanks very much, guys. We will convene again in another, 8 days.
All right.
When the host quadrant concludes, and then we'll also do a preview of the second round matchups through the whole thing. All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Bill Mulligan.
Jason Goble.
All right. And on behalf of Shadow, on behalf of Bucket, on behalf of Ginger, and on behalf of Jason wishes he had a pet, right?
You know, there was a mouse actually running around here a month ago. So if he's here, shout out to the mouse. 25 years in this damn apartment, and finally, now I have infestation. It's fucking horrible. Excuse my French.
All right. On behalf of all that, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later. That was fantastic.
Oh, man.
That was beautiful.
This will go down on your permanent record.